This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
It's very warm, 26 degrees in a mid-city Melbourne.
And I need help.
Yes. Why? Tell us why. Why do you need help, Jacqueline?
Well, I've gone and done a silly thing and I've met a boy who, whilst doing a show in Hobart, that I remember what happened in Hobart? I won an
award.
What
happened in Hobart?
I won an award.
You're
remember
best
that?
Of the best.
Have I told you that?
I have heard that.
I also live in Paris. Won an award, whatever. And the whole thing is, the show was called Perfect and it's all about how my exes give me a 5-star rating and it boggles my mind. And so I'm just like, you know what? I'm just not going to date. I hate dating. Freaks me out. I put too much pressure on it and I just can't deal with it. I'm just going to invest in myself. I avoid it. I don't do it on the dating apps, whatever. And then I meet this lovely little boy.
So you were date free, but now you're date full.
Yes. And it's very off brand and he's very lovely and I hate it. So he's coming to Melbourne to visit me this weekend.
Oh, so for a whole weekend?
Yeah.
How are you going to prepare for that?
Well, I'm getting a wax tomorrow.
Wow.
I wax my bum hole. have a nice entry. And I bought new sheets. What fancy, sexy sheets. I'm going to buy a fan. It's going to be 40 degrees.
Uh-huh. Are you going to eat it? Are you going to go anywhere nice for dinner?
Well, he wants to cook for me and rub my feet.
Who is this man?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very lovely. And I'm like, well, I hope we're rooting. But anyway.
No pressure. Nothing.
That's all very good. But it's funny because usually when you say date, I'm like, I just freak out and get all sweaty and go, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And our producer Annie put the call out on social media
to help. I sure have. And we have a question, or many questions actually, to help you decide what to do this weekend.
Yes.
Do you want to hear them? From Kelly Trappett.
Yes,
she is
please.
A very practical woman.
What does she say?
She's smashed us with 5 questions.
Oh my goodness, Kelly.
To the question, you know, what should Jack do? Well, one, is there a budget for this first date?
Oh, my
question.
God.
Very practical.
I hope not. I don't like budgets.
Are you going to splurge? Are you going to treat yourself this weekend?
I'll splurge.
Put it on credit.
I don't have a credit
card.
Yes. Oh, this is a different story. Jack's very anti-credit. Very WOG.
Very WOG.
Cash only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good treasure map.
All right. So
I reckon I'm loose with it because it's all about, I hate money, but money it means to have a fun time.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
No budget. Next question.
2, is there going to be alcohol as you may need to look at how you're going to get around?
Alcohol, yes, but this is when I second guess everything. So I like beer, but I'm not going to drink beer because I'll get a funny yeasty tummy and then I'll just want to fart. Can't be doing that.
Not on the first date. I think you want to save farting for the second or the third.
So I'm just going to have to go. I think I just have to go like a clear, maybe like a vodka or a margarita or something.
Yeah.
Or just a soda water.
Well, that's what be stupid.
Cocktails? Would you do a fancy cocktail, maybe?
If there's too much juice, I'll get a rash.
Oh, my God.
This is so hard.
This is why I don't date. I'm hopeless. I look like one of those people at the airport security films. It look like, has she got heroin in her butt or is she nervous? Both. The answer's both.
Question 3. Is this date only for a few hours or a whole day?
He's coming in Friday afternoon, leaving Sunday night.
Great. So you've got a lot of time. You've practiced.
That's a lot of one-on-one time.
Yeah. Mm. Are you going to be able to handle it?
Yeah, I'll be fine. It'll just be really lovely and easy to hang out with. It's more that it's going to be hot. And, you know, I just want to cuddle and snuggle because he's real tall and he's big arms, which I quite like. And hopefully it's all proportional. And I just want to have fun and not be too hot in the heat.
Have you told him that you have a radio show?
Yes.
And that it's podcast so you can hear it.
I have done that. And I am just now reflecting
I'm
upon that.
I'm definitely going to be snipping this tonight.
That's why he's like, I'd love to see you do comedy. I'm like, please don't.
All right, question 4.
4 from Kelly.
Yeah, it should be one of the top questions. What's the weather going to be like?
I've already said that, Dale.
Hot.
Like 40.
Yes, that's it. But
that's
will it cool
hot.
Down at night?
We've got a good aircon vent thing in the ground. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hot with just me in the covers.
Maybe you should do some sprinkler action.
Wet the bed.
No.
I'm going to be doing some sprinkler action, Annie.
Oh, no.
You
no,
about
running
it.
Through the sprinklers. We discussed that last week.
Oh,
running through the sprinklers in your undies.
Last week, Tristan said
it was a squirt joke.
No, stop.
Oh.
The sun is still out, people.
can't handle it worse.
You've twisted Kelly's words. All right, well, last question. Somewhere you should... Oh, this is just not a question at all. It's just a downright suggestion for you.
Thank you.
Go somewhere that neither of you have been before.
Well, we are. We're going to...
Well, yeah, it's very new for you.
It's all very new. Oh,
you've never hung out before in Melbourne.
No.
This is very exciting. And that's that wraps up Kelly's interrogation. Oh, so there you go. Yay.
That's wonderful. And if you have more suggestions, we have on Facebook,
we're gonna keep the post open for you. We're going to revisit this. And if you want to give more suggestions.
Let's be honest, Jacqueline needs a bit of help here.
I do. I need to calm down. I need to reset and go, you're just having a fun time with a lovely person.
Yeah. Well, essentially, we've given you no ideas.
Yeah. It's like reset. I think anxiety is thinking in the future. It's like, oh, but I'm older than him. Anyway, doesn't matter. How old? 9 years. Anyway, play a song.
Do you have a different outfit for when you have guests staying the evening?
Oh, I have some nice little lacy things.
Uh-huh. And when the guest is not there?
Oh, just me jocks.
Just your jocks.
No, I really like pyjamas.
I like pyjamas.
So I've got nice, I don't want to name drop, but you know the nice ones from nice places.
Yeah, the coordinates, yeah.
And
so
just
the t-shirt
really
matches
soft, the really soft one. I've also got some aeroplane stuff, the really extra large, and it's just so comfy.
Ah, how are you, Tristan? What do you wear?
I normally just wear my bottom pyjama.
Just the,
topless.
Topless, yeah. There you go.
What do you wear, Dean?
I'm a bit of a pyjama boy. Has to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Need to coordinate.
With the buttons or more of a nice long sleeve?
A short sleeve tee.
Yes.
With a nice boxer.
Yeah.
Yes. But I used to, back in the day when I was younger, maybe jocks and a t-shirt, but not anymore.
No, now it's almost like I am ready for bed, I'm wearing my night attire.
And if there was a fire and I had to evacuate quickly, I would still look stylish as I stood on the street and watched my house burn down.
Which is like when I used to work in South Melbourne, an apartment building, poor people were always evacuated, so you would have to wear your nice PJs.
Always.
Producer Annie, what do you wear to bed?
Well, I've just gone and bought some new pyjama pants. I really love those breathable from... Oh, I won't
say
what store. I can't say. Well, you know what? Mm. If you wander around the shopping centres, you'll probably find it a pyjama shop.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I love either
nice
shorts
ones,
or, or pants. And I'm notorious for staying in my pyjamas all day as my home clothes. So pyjamas are very important. Yeah, once I go home, it's like I've switched off. I might as well be in bed. That's how relaxed I am.
But, you know, for people who don't wear pyjamas and perhaps wear jocks to bed, do they wear the jocks they've been wearing all day or do they have a bedtime jock?
Yeah, you've got to be breathing. And also it just makes you have to wash your sheets more, surely.
That's true. Well, I don't know. I thought it was a guy thing, jocks. Are the silky jocks still in? Is that too very sleazy? Yeah.
We used to wear boxer shorts under our school dresses in high school.
I like how Dean is like unresponsive.
I'm trying to think. Silky boxer shorts. I don't know. I don't. No.
Yeah. And the boys would have them pulled up in their pants. Oh, it's weird.
Oh no. See, I reckon. No, I don't want to be seeing your undie band outside your jeans.
Well, talking about this, we were chatting earlier about some lingerie issues because we were thinking, Jack, are you going to wear your lingerie before the date or
is
it after a date? Yeah. You want to look nice.
Fella flying in. I fly him in. I get it done. And so he's coming in Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Which I'll surely greet him, but you know.
It's 41 degree heat on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so I can't put on my smalls, my little lingerie bits.
Your gift-wrapped smalls. Like
my lovely little lacy bits.
Yeah.
Because then by the time you're walking around all day...
Oh, no.
They'll be ruined.
Oh,
they'll be melted. I'll lose them somewhere. Because then, like... Is that why people go, just got to slip into something more comfortable? Like, how is it meant to work?
Maybe that's go back for a nightcap and then you slip into your nightcap.
Do I have to, have a pair in a Glad wrap little bag and put them behind the toilet? So I'm second.
A fresh pair.
And then you go to the bathroom and they fall off the shelf and onto his head.
But wouldn't you want to have a bit of a hose down that you just... Wouldn't you want to...
That's another thing. But when you're hot and heavy in the moment, you'd be like, I've got to go have a bird bath. Splash my bits.
This
is what my anxiety does.
A complex thing.
I worry because I wouldn't eat anything I wouldn't offer someone else.
What are we talking about anymore? Like a bird bath.
I wouldn't offer someone a meal I wouldn't eat myself.
Yeah, no.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.